This is Vogue from Vav Kulaka, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today we are going to meet Vogue, and we are going to talk about Vav Kulaka, the band. And we got Vogue on from Ukraine, so we're going to be talking to him in a minute. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get ready for a little bit of a spooky one, guys, because we're going to be talking about some paranormal stuff. That's a little hobby of interest of mine as well. I love all things paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, haunted houses. That's those of you guys that know me out there know that I love that type of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to get into that a little bit today. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, with tons and tons of artists. So we do tons of artist interviews, as well as our weekly music live show that we do on Facebook. And if you'd like to join in live with us on Facebook, we do an hour to an hour and a half every Tuesday night over on Rock Rage Radio Live. And it's a lot of fun. We get people from all over the place chiming in. We pick an interesting topic. We have a really good time joking around. It's a bit of mayhem and madness. So if you like that sort of thing, you can find out more about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Also, if you guys would like to get access to some exclusive stuff, we video a lot of stuff that we can't put on YouTube for reasons I'm not going to get into at the moment. But if you'd like to see some awesome, well-produced videos of the shows and things like that, exclusive music, free CDs, all kind of cool stuff, access to cool T-shirts that you can't get anyplace else, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. I promise I'm going to get an easier URL for you guys on this soon, but for right now, it's LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, where there's just awesome exclusive content there. There's a private Facebook group that you can get involved with where we, you know, nobody else knows what the heck's going on in there. And we tell some really cool stories. We do after show parties there. A lot of fun stuff. So you can check that out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. As I was saying, we have Vogue here from Vav Kulaka, the band. Vogue is a very interesting guy. The band, this is not only a band. There is a whole sort of like a lot of theatrics that go along with this. It's great heavy rock, which I would love to do more of, because you guys know that's where my heart and soul is. And there is this element of paranormal. They're actually paranormal investigators as well. So we're going to get into that. Vogue, let's just jump in. Buddy, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, Lou, how's it going there?
It's going great, man. Thanks for calling in. And you're in Los Angeles right now, correct?
Yeah, in the Los Angeles mountains, down the street from my producer's studio.
Awesome. Now, why don't you give everybody a little bit of background, like where you're from, and kind of bring us up to speed as to how you got to where you are right now, and then we'll dig a little deeper as we go along.
Okay. Yeah. I've been living in LA for a few years, and I always go to Ukraine. Almost got married back in the day. And, you know, so I have a little bit of experience going to Ukraine. I prefer Odessa. It's like Santa Monica, beach town, the ladies and such.
Nice.
And, Odessa's got some really old places, lots of spirits. And anyway, so I think it was 2014 how this all started. I was noodling around with some music. And it was after what they had in Kyiv, that's their capital, called the Maidan. And when I went there, Lou, remember, if you remember, I do, when 9/11 hit here, everyone got all like, you know, rah-rah America, Yahoo, and it was the same way in Ukraine. There was all the colors were there. And I was on my way in western Odessa to this haunted fort. They've got a fort there. It's from the 16th century. Some queen or something, I don't know, got in trouble and she got locked up there, and the place is haunted. They've got a torture chamber, Lou, that's got the original torture devices, and of course they're all hot with EVPs. And anyway, and I was there, and sometimes when you write music, you know, you write, things just come to you.
Yeah.
And I was on the way there, and I saw all the flag, and all of a sudden I got this lyric, and it was about called Glory to the Ukraine, and it's kind of a backstory. But anyway, so I went to the fort, and sure enough, place is haunted AF. And when I came back to the States, I was with some girl, some date. It didn't go anywhere, but it was fun. And I started working on this song, and I did a bunch of research, and I found a lot of history about Ukraine. And the song's called Glory to the Heroes. And another backstory, met some guys, and basically it got played. Lou, in Ukraine, it's backwards. Their terrestrial radio sucks because they don't have the infrastructure like we do here.
Okay.
But their internet radio is basically all they've got, so it's huge.
Ah.
So long story short, I recorded Glory to the Heroes about the Maidan in Kyiv, 2014, 2015, based on my feeling of the energy of the time of the country breaking away, because they've always been kind of under the thumb of the Kremlin, Putin, Russian. I won't go into that too much. We're all aware of what's going on with that. And they just basically said, I had enough. And by the way, I don't know if you want to edit this. How do you feel about language? Lou, do we keep it clean?
Well, here's what I always tell everybody. Do your best to try to keep it PG-13, but
okay.
You know what I mean? It's rock and roll.
I'll keep it clean. I got a real foul mouth, so I'll keep it clean.
I'm a musician with a foul mouth. I can't believe that, but
there you go. All good, all good. So anyway, so I wrote this song, and it got on what's called their Radio Rocks, Radio Rocks, ROKS.UA, and it's their biggest station, and they have, anyway, and so that's kind of how we got started. It was a fluke. I was in Lviv, and I was with my girlfriend at the time, and some guy above me at a restaurant says, I love to hear American, and we started talking. I told him about the song, and he gave me an in, and next thing you know, the song's on the radio. It's the song's totally produced and mastered. Anyway, so that's how it started. And I also wrote My Devil, which we might hear later today. And, from there, it just kind of grew. And I've been doing the paranormal stuff since like 2013, 2014. 2013 started going on, you know, real investigations in the Southland.
Your forays, your explorations, your sort of touring around the Ukraine that got you interested in the paranormal, or was this something that was like kind of got, you know, you were into from like a very young age? Are you psychic? Yeah. What's going on? What about with that?
It's funny because a lot of paranormal people, I got all these powers. Lou, I ain't got crap. What I do have, though, what I do have is experience.
Okay.
I go to haunted AF places, and I've been around the world. Ukraine, obviously, the Southland, Los Angeles, Ukraine, Bali, China, Shanghai. I've been in haunted places all around the world, and it doesn't matter where I'm at. When I'm in a paranormal, real haunted situation, Lou, I get the same feeling. So I always tell people I don't have any special powers, but I got a gang of experience. And I got my first real paranormal experience, Lou, it was positive. It was positive.
Okay.
And it had to do with my drumming and my music. In that, again, I'll try to truncate my story. Back in the day, got a call from my pop. My grandfather died. And, I'd never heard my dad's voice like that. And he called me real early in the morning. I was coming back from a gig, and I was like, I was couch surfing, you know, typical musician, no money, living on the couch, crossing my fingers. And we used to have a phone, ready all the time for booty calls. And so I had a phone next to me, and sure enough, the phone rings about 3:34 in the morning. I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be great. I pick up the phone, and it's my dad. And he just says, hey, your grandpa's dead. Real weird. Never heard his voice like that. And I got off the phone with him, and I was kind of, obviously concerned. And I was in this top 40 band back in the day, Lou, and we were like this aficionado group, and we always tried to cover songs, you know, just like whatever. And I don't know what the hell was, but I was doing some song with Chimes. And I had just got to sleep, and I was lazy. I didn't want to put my Chimes in the case, so I had them out and, you know, set this up. It's a spring after morning. Windows are closed. No fan. No air conditioner. Some of the Chimes are hanging. And I get off the phone with my dad. And you know, Lou, when you're like standing and someone walks by you, and you feel their breeze, and you can, you know, they walk by you.
Right, yeah.
On the couch, thinking about my grandpa and everything, and all of a sudden, I kind of feel a breeze by my head, and I figured, oh shoot, I was living with my bro. He was the one who let me couch surf. I think, oh no, my bro got woke up by the phone call. So I look over at his door. Lou, it's closed.
Okay.
And so I turn. And I S you not. All of a sudden, Lou, those Chimes, bing, they go off. No fan, no AC, windows closed. Pleasantly, you know, nice, pleasant temperature in the flat, in the apartment. Lou, in my opinion, it was my grandpa saying bye to me. Because his dad, my great-grandfather, was a composer, a German composer. So it wasn't scary. It didn't freak me out. I said, you know, I basically said to my – I said out loud, bye, grandpa. So that was my first true paranormal experience. It was positive, and that kind of set a tone for the rest of my life.
So, do you like when you guys tour? Are you like touring and doing the paranormal investigating? Like is this like a thing together, or is this a separate?
Absolutely. We go into a town now. The two girls in the band, Naya G and Jules, they always know. And see, the thing is this. They're great magnets because it's been my experience, Jules, mainly experience, Lou, with Jules and Naya, that the ghosts are attracted to fear, to emotion, and the girls are magnets. They're both scared, S-less, and they always, you know, Jules even more. She'll freak out. And they know the protocol. We go into a town, we go somewhere, and I've already scoped it out. I know, okay, this building is haunted. We're either going to take a tour. I always break away. How do I have to go so I can go on my own with a tour guide? We might have to get a translator, whatever. But it's always a dual thing. And the thing is, we put this in our music. We have a song in our catalog. It's called The Dark Empty. And another offshoot, our producer, Darren Rundle, Lou, he's a bit of a skeptic, which is good. And he was like, you know, he's open. And the first set of songs we did at his studio in Torrance. And I said, hey, you know, just for S&G's shits and giggles, let's do an investigation. So we ran an investigation. Of course, we taped it. And Lou, all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and I had the Ghost Meter Pro, which is a super sensitive electric magnetic voice. It's very sensitive. Some people in the paranormal field say, you know what, it's too damn sensitive. We flipped on the recording, and it was almost like the ghosts knew, because Lou, nothing. We're sitting there for 10 minutes, nothing. The meter isn't doing nothing. I'm like, I'm getting pissed. Like, of course. So I go, okay, let's just end this crap. I walk over to shut off the equipment, and Ghost Meter Pro, all of a sudden, Lou, it goes, it just screams. And so, you know, like, okay, so you're here. And we put all that in the some of that session, that investigation, that little piece, into the song, into the tune, The Dark Empty. Because The Dark Empty is a duality. It's a double meaning. It's about depression and ghosts. I mix my metaphors. I mix my libretti. And so we're in this investigation, and all of a sudden the producer, Darian, he goes, Lou, he goes, so are you the ghost that you that died here? Now remember, he didn't tell me anything on purpose. I had no clue.
Okay.
Well, come to find out, ready about this, true story, the man who lived there died in the room next to the studio, next to where we record and mix. And I ended up calling him the key maker, because what happened was he died in the house, and I guess in life he owned one of those little kiosks in LA, especially in the Valley, Lou, they've got all these little kiosks where you go and it's right. Like a 3-minute deal, you know,
yeah.
You make a key, you're on your way. He owned one of those. And when he died, his family brought all his key stuff, all his keys, his grinder and all those, you know, slugs and stuff. They had him in the house. Well, when he died, for some reason, producer Darian bought the house. They just said, F it, and left it there. And so Darian goes, are you the guy who made the keys? And we told the ghost, I said, look, here's the deal. One means yes. Two means no. So Darian asks this spirit, who again I named in the Keymaster, were you the guy who, you know, that died here? And Lou, EVP goes, a big fat yes. So we recorded all that, and we put it in the intro. You can hear me in the song. I'll go, you know, so we know you're here, because I was irritated. Because it's like they got, you know, you guys get gun shy. I turn on the recording and now you're going to give me the middle finger.
Okay.
And so to wrap it up, it's been my experience. It's happened before. When too many spirits come through this Ghost Meter Pro with the sound on, when you do an investigation, you turn the sound off. I had the sound on for the obvious reason. We were recording the session. But it's been my experience, Lou, that when you have too many ghosts coming in and they all talk, what'll happen? Two things will happen. The Ghost Meter Pro will just peak. It'll just, you know, start to peak. And then when an ornery spirit comes in, it makes this noise, like a feedback. So we're in there and all of a sudden it starts going. It doesn't stop. So I tell Darian, okay, we got ghost sign here. We got a lot of spirits trying to talk at the same time. And it's been my experience, when that noise comes in, it's a pissed off ghost. And all of a sudden, so it's going, and all of a sudden, and Darian goes, who is this? Well, we come to find out it was a female ghost who had died in the area. From what we the question was, she was angry because she died young. So we put that in the bridge. So Lou, in the bridge, you hear this, doot! It's her pissed off. So we use these things and my experiences in the music for libretti, and in that time we recorded. The song is called The Dark Empty, and you can hear it in the intro, the outro, and the bridge.
Well, we are going to play My Devil.
Cool.
Another provocative kind of title there. We're going to play My Devil, and we're going to come back. And I have some questions for you about this whole paranormal thing. And just want to get a few more details about some of this. So it's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
You got it.
So, guys, check this out. Vov Kalaka, My Devil, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Poison.
Wow. Vov Kalaka, My Devil, great jam. You're afraid with your, involvement in the paranormal and, you know, producing kind of like this dark music that you might get something like attach itself to you, something not good.
Yeah, you good call. Yeah, you got to be careful with attachments. If they're ghost attachments, either spirits or ghosts, or I won't go too much into it, but I'll just kind of politically correctly say dark forces. You have to be careful. There's actually some people refer to it, Lou, as the paranormal investigator prayer. It's funny. I was talking to one of my fans the other day, DM her on Twitter, and she was talking about having some spirit like sitting on her chest, and she couldn't breathe. I think it was a shadow figure, and I told her about the St. Michael prayer, also known as the paranormal investigator prayer, where you say it before you go in. But yeah, you got to be careful for attachments. You have to be strong. The house I'm renting right now is actually haunted. And the first week I was here, because I lived in Santa Monica for a while, and we had a water shortage, so I couldn't take a bath, you know, always a shower. So I was enjoying a bath here, and all of a sudden, Lou, out of nowhere, this big old, you know, snap comes. My two cats are looking at me, and I looked around, and I said, okay, ghosts, you got to do better than that. I'm an investigator. So it's, you know, it's your attitude and protection. But yeah, I've had a couple run-ins. I had some pretty strong stuff happen to in a graveyard to me at 3 a.m. That I say that 3 a.m. because it is, in my opinion, it's significant. And I've had a couple pretty tough dreams. But like I said, you know, it's where your heart is, and they're attracted to fear. And like I said, I've been in some – I was in Kherson, Ukraine, Lou, where I basically – I actually had to leave the investigation. I could only handle about 15 minutes inside a place because it was so negative. That was the worst time. But you know, you learn. But so you know, you're careful. Use your St. Michael prayer, and you stay positive, and you got to know sometimes when to get the hell out of there.
So let's shift gears just a little bit here, and I want to know a little bit more about the band.
Okay.
And, you know, tell us a little bit about what the band is. You seem to be the guy. So are you like producing the whole thing? Are you playing all the instruments, or is you have different people working with you? What is the sort of layout here of what we're talking about?
Yeah. I multitask. I play the drums and sing at the same time. So on that recording you just heard, that was me drumming and singing. I write. My producer is Darian Rundle. He's real deal metal guy. And if you know anything about, well, actually, you know, he's a type of producer where you leave the day, Lou, and you hate his guts. But you know what? He knows best.
Right.
He's got a lot more experience. And for some of the younger people don't know, he's got gold records on the wall. I ain't got none of those. So I work with Darian closely, totally trust him, don't always agree with him. There's times where we've had to stop the session because I was so pissed. I had to walk out so I didn't, you know, put a hole in the wall. And the guitar player who's recorded all the stuff is a guy named Stone. Brian Stone. He's in a band called Contortion, and I've known him for 10 years, and he's a great guy. Just, you know, he's a metal guy, great vocalist, and he's been recording all the guitars. He only does the studio stuff, and everything else is in the box. The bass, the effects, you could tell there we use dubstep, Lou, but it's like more like Korn dubstep,
right.
X-Core, all angry, heavy, dark. all, no, you know.
I totally get it. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I hear a little bit of Rammstein as well, and that sort of vibe for sure.
You got, yeah. And so what we're doing.
Oh, go ahead.
Sometimes I get a little flack from some of the straight up metal guys don't like it, but we're doing what I say our version of baby metal, in that there's two girls in the band, Naya G and Jules. They sing. They're actually, we have a song dropping in March called Purple Door, and they've got a speaking part in it. Jules speaks Russian and English, and Naya G speaks Russian. She's also learning some English, and they do a spoken a word part in the song. But they dance, they play percussion, play some drum set in our live show. And like I said, you know, some people don't like baby metal. We're doing our version of baby metal. And now the guitar player is Ivan. Ivan is from Varna, Bulgaria. He's a big deal there. Worked with him back in the day here in the States. And he and I worked real good together. But you know how it is, Lou, when you go on the road with somebody and you're on the road with them and you get used to them and you can trust them.
Yeah.
Well, I've been on the road with, like, yeah, you know how it is. Yeah. You know, I've been on the road with Ivan, and Ivan is a big deal in Europe. And, you know, he studied here at MI in LA, and he's a shredder, but he's, you know, he knows me. He's covered my music. So Ivan is our guitar player on the road. And so what's going to happen is we're going to go on the road. My drum set, it's a monster kit. Ivan's playing guitar. Everything else is in the box. And Naya G and Jules are going to work with. By the way, Naya G, she is like a big deal in East Europe. She's a tribal fusion dancer. Tribal fusion dancing, Lou, is old school. It's funny because it got started from some lady in San Francisco. But there's a whole thing, I won't go into it, but try to go a little bit. There's a whole thing, Lou, about the drummer and the dancer. And I took drum lessons, actually African drum lessons, here in Los Angeles from basically a African drumming master. His name was Awe. And Lou, because of his studies, when I took the lesson from him, he'd have to speak in song. Lou, he talked in song to me, drove me crazy.
That sounds crazy.
I got used to it, but it was not easy. But the point is, it's the most ancient drumming. And he always taught me, he said, you're going to meet someone who's like, kind of like, you know, your mirror to your drum. Well, that's Naya G. And she's a teacher, a performer. She's performed in East Europe, kind of a big deal. And there's a whole thing where she takes the libretti and the emotion, and she makes moves to it. And if you see in the pictures, I'll say it nicely, the girls are easy on the eyes, if you get my drift.
Yes.
And they're going to move to the music. And also they're going to be playing. And we're going to have drumming, you know, because the thing is, some people might say, well, it's old school, I don't care. When we play live, Lou, we want to entertain people so they can go, okay, we saw Vav Kulaka, they're metal, they did some different things, we like them. So that's going to be the core. And here in L.A., when I record, it's going to be, because you find a good team, you work with them.
Right.
And the new music coming out is, you know, we've grown, and I listen to Darian, and it ain't easy, man, you know, because you go in with your ego, and you're like, well, hold on.
Okay, hold on.
You know all this stuff.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So what I need to ask you is this. Well,
cool.
What at the heart of all this? Because you've taken, you know, the paranormal and this sort of synthesis of sounds and, you know, this dark music and this sort of, really kind of esoteric kind of show. What at the heart of it, what is your motivation? What is really driving you? What is like your really, I don't want to say message, but what is the sort of like passion behind this? Because you're obviously, like, and you're in your voice, you're like wildly excited about what you're doing. So
yeah,
what is
you.
It? So what about it at the end of the day, at the bottom of this, what is really kind of bubbling up from your soul?
Okay. It's a duality, Lou. What is what's coming through me is dark, angry, evil metal. Okay, my words, where I come from, you know, it's I'm pushing dark, angry, pissed off metal, because I always tell people I hit things and scream, i.e. I drum and I sing. But the thing is, what happens is within all of our songs is a message. There is a message. And I don't try to tell my fans what it means, but usually that message, Lou, it's 180 degrees from what the song you first initially hear. It's a positive message. You know, and trust me, I have people who write me and say, you guys are Satanists. I hate your guts. Blocked. It's okay. It's okay. You know, it's okay. It is what it is. But what it is, it's, I want to touch people with my message, and I don't do it like, well, how are you today? Are you okay? No, my thing is like, hey! And that's where it is. It's dark, angry, evil metal with a message. And if I can just say, like the song we just played, My Devil, Lou, that's about... you know, we've all been there. You've had a relationship that went south and crap happened. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to write a song about it. And I wrote a song that dropped on Halloween called Cemetery Voices. And I had a lady yesterday DM me, your music brings me down. It scares the crap out of me. And I told her, Lou, thank you. But Cemetery Voices... Cemetery Voices is about the voices in our head that we all have. You're not good. You suck. You won't make it. And you got to say, you know what? Take it in and keep on pushing. So that's where we're about. And you know, and I know I can only be me. I'm not going to write about flowers and everything nice and sugar and spice. I ain't that guy. And I got cred. Because I know what it's like to be in a mausoleum at 3 a.m, you know, talking to a spirit who's pissed off. I've got some cred.
Okay, so go ahead now. How can people get... Two questions. First of all, I want you to plug like your internet stuff where we can find you on the internet. And if somebody needs your help, tell them how to get a hold of you if they need some help with the paranormal, they've got something going on.
Absolutely. I might not be able to physically help them, but I can usually tell stuff. And by the way, I've had people write me and say things, and I said, okay, this is what's going on. You might want to. So, I mean, our website is vavkulaka.com. Now, that's tough because of the spelling. So, but you know, we all of our handles are Vav Kulaka Music. I don't know if you're going to be able to write this on the podcast to type it out for them. But if they want to get a hold of me on vavkulaka.com, there is an email, volk@vavkulaka.com, or just go to our fan page on Facebook, Vav Kulaka fan page, and you can write me a message and just give me time where I'm at. You know, I can write back. But it's all Vav Kulaka Music. We're on Instagram and, of course, Twitter. A lot of followers. We have over 50,000 followers on Twitter. And I DM people, and I actually take the time to, you know, talk to peeps because they're our fans.
So a good way, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, would be to follow you on Twitter and send you a DM.
Yeah, if they want to do that, or go to our Facebook, like us, and send me a message, and just be patient and tell me what's going on, and you know, because we have all that open, all the discourse, Lou, is open, so they can go right at us, and you know, whatever. Because this, for me, it's a full time job. I do this every day, you know, all day.
So before we go, I have one more question for you. Sure. What is a Vav Kulaka?
Okay, thank you. Vav Kulaka first is Ukrainian. So the name Volk is means in the Russian language means wolf. Vav Kulaka, Lou, means werewolf in the Ukrainian language. Werewolf.
Gotcha.
Okay. And now in the West Ukraine, there's these mountain range called the Carpathians. Mm-hmm. And the Carpathian Mountains, Lou, have these legends. Okay, and one of the legends is the Vavkulaka werewolf. They also believe in fairies and trolls and nasty stuff and good stuff. And I took that, and I, you know, the call a band werewolf, that's okay. But I thought Vavkulaka was much better because of the tie-in with Ukraine. So that's what that means. And that also kind of sets the precedent for where we're coming from. Yeah. Like I said, if you want to hear, nice, major, pretty songs, we ain't for you. But if you want to hear metal that's dark and pissed off, and the libretto is going to probably be paranormal or spooks or, you know, that's us.
Well, thank you, Volk, for sharing everything you have with us. It's obvious that you're like really passionate about what you're doing, and that comes through in the music, and it comes through in the way you talk about it. And I love the fact that you're so, you know, willing to like chit chat with fans, you know, just right out there in the open. Like, yeah, people love that. They love that you're a real person. So I'm really, it was really an honor to meet you, and I hope that we can, you know, do this again, because very interesting. There's actually, I could go on and on, because there's tons of other paranormal type of questions like I could ask you about it, but maybe we'll do a part two at some point. But now what's, is an album coming out, or are you guys just doing the like release the singles and type thing?
Yeah, what we're doing is this. We're only doing the singles, and then like the end of a spring, beginning of summer, then we're going to compile and have a CD and album that we're just going to sell it at the merch table, because Lou, nobody wants to buy CDs online anymore. So we're going to make kind of a special souvenir CD with all the songs, maybe a little extra song, right, and then pack the interior with some cool stuff. So it's a little souvenir thing, going to have the lyrics there, of course. So a fan, and try to keep the price down. I'm real big on that, not go crazy. And so a fan can buy something and have it, and, you know, and have it there, a CD, a souvenir. And there's been some talk about vinyl, but I don't know. But that's what we're going to do, compile all our singles and make a souvenir CD, probably available end of summer once we press it and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, pain never sounded so good, my friend. So thank you for the amazing music and for sharing a little bit of your life with us. I need to wrap things up. I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So if you could hang out for a minute, I'd appreciate it. You got a minute to hang out?
Yeah, and Lou, thank you. This was great. You're great. I can feel your energy. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Hey, everybody. Vavkulaka is the band, and you can go to vavkulaka.com. And what I'm going to do to make it easier, everybody, is I'm just going to spell it for you. It is Vovkulaka. Vovkulaka.com, and everything is there. They lay it out real nice for you. All the videos, all the music, boom, 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 boom. There's a free download that you can get, so check that out. You want to get on the mailing list, that way you can keep up with everything that the band has going on. You don't miss anything, but it's all over the places, the YouTubes, the Spotify's, the iTunes, all that jazz. Vovkulaka.com is the website. Guys, it was a very interesting podcast, different than what we do normally do here, but really awesome and wildly entertaining. So it was great to do this, and I hope you guys check out the band and get all their stuff. So thank you for doing that. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. That is our website for all your Ludini needs. Check that out. There's some of our merch is there as well. And if you would like to get some exclusive video, exclusive music, exclusive hang, as I think that's going to be our new thing, exclusive hang, you can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and there's a lot of cool stuff there. So it was a really cool podcast today. Really excited to meet Volk and to listen to the band. I've checked out all the tunes. I love all the music. It's right up my alley, totally grooving on it. So guys, check them out. All right, everybody, vavkulaka.com is a website. We're going to catch everybody, we'll catch all you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.